Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Doorville, touch a country in the city. Doorville, it ain't much, but it's home.
That's Atlanta Rhythm Section. Bringing us back, Doraville now has been swallowed up by Atlanta, hasn't it? You've been over there much lately. Welcome back, 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Karen Kerrigan is our guest, one of my favorite people on the planet. She's the president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBECouncil.org. Karen, thanks again for staying here and for being here all these years. There are a lot of things on the plate of Congress right now that impact small businesses that you're tracking. Will you help us with that, please?
Well, Jim, as you know, Congress is not here. They left. they left to get back and campaign. And there's a lot of things that need to be done, but there is a huge, huge amount of unfinished business. And particularly the one that's really, I hear a lot about on members right now, the most immediate one, is on the tax front. Because at the end of 2013, there was, a few important provisions that expired at the end of 2013, notably, Section 179 expensing, right, where, that $500,000 level is now been reduced to $25,000. That's, a couple decades
ago. But is that still level. Being considered to be renewed?
No, it is, Jim. But
meanwhile, businesses are trying to make decisions about whether to make a purchase now or next year. This is the kind of kabuki dance that they do in Congress in Washington that doesn't play out here on Main Street, Karen.
I know. And I heard from one of my members, a manufacturer out in the Midwest, who just got a huge contract, but he has to, upgrade equipment, like $600,000 piece of equipment, in order to upgrade it, in order to, meet the requirements of this contract. And he's like, are they going to renew this or not? He goes, I'm going to buy the equipment anyway. But the fact of the matter is, that's the difference between me at the end of the year, if they don't renew it, having sort of like small profits where I can't hire people and reinvest the business, versus really being able to grow as a business and use that to leverage for the next customer.
It affects it affects the planning. It affects your tax planning, your staffing plans. It affects it ripples through other buying decisions. There's so much and the other thing I know that you're probably going to bring up is the research credit is languishing too, isn't it?
It is. And Section 179, sort of where that is right now, Jim, is that the House has passed legislation, it was bipartisan, to make Section 179 permanent. Mm-hmm. The Senate is stuck in Banking Committee, but actually the Banking Committee and the Senate did vote to extend it for another 2 years.
But where is it? Has it passed? Has it gone through? Has Harry Reid brought to the floor?
No.
So here's what I understand. Here's what I understand about all that. Harry Reid, folks, the Democrat leader of the Senate, doesn't want any kind of a bill to come before the Senate to be passed, so any Republican member of the Senate can claim that vote as an advantage in November. What do you think, Karen? Is that accurate?
You know what? It may be, Jim. I don't know what goes through his head.
That's what I've been told. By members,
Jim,
of Congress.
But, Jim, here is the problem. He's hurting his own party. He's hurting his own members. Look at, the struggling Democrat senators right now who have to defend non-action in Washington, D.C., and just sort of what they have voted on, which has been a slate of just, really, are they needed? The economy, jobs, now issues related to, terrorism, all these things are, at the top of mind. And it's like, well, what have you done, Harry Reid? And look what the House did. They've been productive. Mm-hmm. What's happening on the Senate side? So you have that, and you did mention the research, the R&D tax credit again over on the House side. They voted, and by a pretty sizable bipartisan margin, to make that permanent. over at the Senate side. Again, it's stuck in the banking. The banking committee did vote to extend it for another couple of years. That, as well as bonus depreciation, mm-hmm. as well, which, you know, another investment incentive. Another big one, talking about taxes, is the internet tax. And mm-hmm. so, you know, it's basically year after year, they've been, you know, the House and the Senate, Congress has been extending that to keep the internet a tax-free zone. That it expired, and now they've extended that until December. They put it as part of a bigger funding the government package. So, you know, it's just the uncertainty, Jim, that all of this just causes is crazy. And so you have business owners right now, you know, guys, really the government is the barrier to
right.
getting us back on a robust
and you didn't even mention something that you mentioned in the previous segment, but I think should fits with what you were just saying about holding back small business animal spirits, and that's Obamacare. And the thing is, Karen, small businesses are half the economy. If they're holding back, I'm convinced that a full 1% of GDP is being lost right now by the things that you're describing, the way Washington is behaving. I believe that that's holding small business back a full 1% of GDP a year. What do you think?
I agree with that. Not only that is just, you know, in the regulatory agencies, just sort of, you know, the number of regulations, the scope of these regulations, whether it's environmental regulations,
yep.
labor regulations, even over the Securities and Exchange Commission, just sort of things they could do to modernize their regs to improve
right.
capital formation.
Right.
So
right.
I agree with you, Jim. It's a good chunk.
Yeah, it's a big one. Hold on to that thought, Karen. SBECouncil.org, folks. Check that out, the website, SBECouncil.org. Karen Kerrigan and I will be right back. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.